T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Emergency declared at El Dorado Prison because of staffing shortages. We've got the story.
Two people shot in South Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A former Kansas post office contract driver admits stealing from the mail. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Our average high in Wichita this time of year is 48, and we will be well above that today. How warm could we get? Our full forecast is coming up.
Even though President Trump is less than thrilled with the compromise budget plan to avoid another government shutdown, some Republican lawmakers are trying to get the president to support the bill. Fox's Kristen Fisher reports.
Senator Richard Shelby said that he spoke with President Trump. He said the president expressed concern that this deal does not give him as much money as he wanted for a wall.
I told him, I said, Mr. President, this is only a down payment on the wall. And I said, you know, they said you weren't going to get any money. We did get you some money.
Now, the exact language of the bill is still being worked out, but congressional aides say that the deal includes $1.375 billion for physical barriers at the border. The deal does not include a cap on immigrants detained in the United States, but it would provide a path to reduce ICE detention beds.
Two people were injured in a shooting in South Wichita last evening in the 1500 block of East Fortuna. Police say the men were outside when a car drove up. Shots were fired. Both men were struck in their legs. The injuries are not considered to be life-threatening. No arrests have been made.
An emergency has been declared at the El Dorado prison facility due to critical staffing shortages. The Kansas Department of Corrections says the prison is short the equivalent of 86 full-time officers. Corrections Secretary Roger Werholtz tells KNSS News, KSN News, that is, about a quarter of the staff.
The staff that we do have on hand, we are just working excessive amounts of time. And when that happens, it's not good for the staff. It's not good for their health. It's not good for their judgment as they become more and more fatigued.
The prison will offer more pay on a temporary basis to help the staffing problem. But Werholtz says that's only a short-term solution.
The Wichita City Council voted yesterday on the first bid package for the new downtown ballpark.
This first step will address the sewer, stormwater, and water lines to be constructed in and around the facility. Excavation and grading will lower the ball field by 5 feet. Concrete work for the infield walls, tunnels, and dugouts will be done too. Mayor Jeff Longwell made it clear that parking plans and the final design of the stadium are not yet set in stone.
Certainly, we will continue to hold public meetings, and we welcome all of your suggestions and as we work through the design build process.
The budget for this part of the project is just over $6.5 million, and the total budget for the facility is around $70 million. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A former contract truck driver for the post office in Rose Hill has admitted to stealing items from the mail.
30-year-old Manuel De La Cruz of Wichita pleaded guilty Tuesday to 3 counts of stealing from the mail. He admitted the items he stole were worth more than $6,500. The stolen items included a laptop computer, an upper receiver for an AR-15 rifle, an AR-15 rifle barrel, and a gas block for an AR-15. Sentencing was set for April 29th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police in New York say a detective was shot dead, apparently from friendly fire, while responding to a business robbery. Another officer was injured but is expected to be okay. NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill says the scene was chaotic.
The officers then entered the store, immediately saw a man fitting the description of the suspect emerge from the back, pointing at them what appeared to be a handgun. With the suspect advancing toward them, the officers discharged their weapons and retreated out of the store. That was when Detective Simonson was shot.
Detective Simonson was a 19-year veteran of the force. The suspect was also shot and is in stable condition.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
K-State basketball action on the road last night. We'll recap the Wildcats' efforts coming up in sports.
Two computer hackers facing charges. They sent false shooting and bomb threats to hundreds of schools. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. Lawrence School Superintendent Anthony Lewis is planning a community discussion after a student brought a weapon to school for the first time this school year in Lawrence. The Lawrence Journal World reports the incident occurred Tuesday morning at Lawrence High School, where a gun was found in a student's book bag after administrators received a tip. Lewis said the district needs the community's help to address what could be a dangerous problem.
Two computer hackers are facing charges that they sent false shooting and bomb threats to hundreds of schools in the U.S. and Britain.
One suspect, 20-year-old Timothy Vaughn of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, ironically went by the online handle Wanted by Feds. The Justice Department says he's a member of the so-called Apophis Squad, a collective of hackers who use the Internet to sow chaos. The other suspect is a British man already serving prison time there for a hoax threat made against an airliner. The indictment also accuses the group of engaging in swatting, in which a false report is made to trigger a SWAT team response. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
At America's top dog show, the King at Westminster is a wired-haired fox terrier named King. He's a 7-year-old from Brazil. His handler is Gabriel Rangel.
This is like all dog people. We are looking so much forward for this weekend. You know, it's all a test of quality of dogs and training, and it's like everything. So it means everything.
Fox Terriers have won Westminster 15 times. That's the most of any breed. KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. The dachshund they were talking about didn't make it, didn't make the cut.
Ah, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
That's all right. This morning we've got traffic problems going on near Central and I-235. Had a car crash into a fire hydrant there, broke it. There's water everywhere. You might want to avoid that area. Again, that's Central and Gilda. Gilda's right there at I-235. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Gosh, I've got my fingers crossed that this weather's going to last a little bit longer, and maybe for 3 or 4 months. Let's take a look at the forecast now. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Hey, good morning, Steve. 2 days. That's it. Just 2 days.
That's all
we've got of these spring-like temperatures.
Okay.
Then it's going to be right back to winter, unfortunately.
Okay.
I hope we're still friends.
No, go ahead. Not up to us. Just tell us
what's going on. Yeah, we've got some nice temperatures on the way. Of course, 60s today. That's what we've been talking about over the past few days. Southwesterly winds at 10 to 25. That's what's going to help us warm up into the lower 60s under partly cloudy skies. Winds are still going to be gusty at times while we sleep tonight, but they're still going to be out of the southwest as well, and that's what's going to keep us from falling any lower than the 30s. So feeling pretty similar this time tomorrow morning, and that's what's really going to signal another warm day in the 60s under partly cloudy skies. Really feeling and looking pretty similar when it comes to not only our Wednesday, but also into Thursday as well. But then the bottom drops out by the time we get into Friday. And actually, late Friday night, strong cold front coming through. It may have a little bit of moisture to work with. We'll have a 20% chance for maybe a couple of snow showers or a wintry mix, but that chance for wintry weather turning more likely by the time we get into Friday. And it's going to turn colder in the 30s, so be ready for winter's return by the time we get into Friday. Right now, 37 degrees, mostly cloudy skies, but actually, skies in fair shape across a lot of our sky, so I think that's what our sensor at Eisenhower is just picking up on at the moment. South wind at 14 miles per hour, a little bit breezy out there. Those winds only getting stronger as the day goes on. Wind chill of 28, still a factor this morning, but we'll definitely be able to ditch those coats as early as the lunch hour.
So we will just enjoy it as we can, then, huh?
That's all we can do. Winter's right around the corner once again.
Still winter for a couple more weeks anyway, huh? All right.
Yeah, that too.
Thank
before
you,
we get in spring, then we'll be tracking severe storms.
There
you
go.
It.
It's always something. Thank you, sir. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Now 7:13, Steve and Ted in the morning. And our friends in Denver, teachers out there on strike. We want to get an update this morning with News Radio's Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso. Jeff, this is day three of this strike, I guess, huh?
Yeah, day three of the first teacher strike since 1994 there in Denver. So they're going to continue talking after talks between teachers, the union, and Denver schools came up short of a deal last night.
It's interesting that, as I understand it, of course, you always talk about pay, but we're talking about maybe taking some money away from incentives and bonuses and putting them into a big old flat fund for everybody. Is that the way we're looking at it?
Yeah, this really is about pay and a pay increase. The average teacher salary in Denver, is about $52,000. And one of the points of contention is that Denver schools, its reliance on bonuses tied to working in high poverty schools, or student achievement, and some of these teachers are saying, like, look, you know. If the community, if the parents are going to help, I'm not God. I can't move C's here. And if these students don't want to learn or refuse to learn, you're not going to base my salary on the fact that there are outside things working against us here. So we want an automatically based salary. So. That's their point of contention. I mean, really, it boils down to base salary, not necessarily bonuses. But DPS's latest offer included eliminating 150 positions in the district central office. You hear a lot of talk about how districts and paperwork and things like that kind of eats up a lot of the resources, and so the district says that's going to free up about $20 million. And it offered to put $22 million in new funds into teachers' base salaries next year, upping that to about $45,000, $46,000, as well as other incentives. Eliminating performance bonuses for some schools and increasing annual incentives for other teachers to about $3,000 per year, but not enough, says the union. So they want to go back and continue to fight. And, I mean, look, if you're a teacher, you're in this fight. You're going to get as much as you can. If you're the school board, you're going to try and fight off too much to try and protect the budget. It's a delicate balance between both sides, and really there's really no clear winners or really no clear losers either.
We in my reporting in education here in Wichita, the thing we keep running into is where are the young people coming to go into education? It's one of those fields that there's not the pay is not great, the long hours, and if you're a public school teacher, you got to put up with a lot of stuff. You got to be 3/4 social worker, 1/4 police officer. I mean, it's a tough job.
Yeah, it's a tough job. It's a thankless job in many ways. And look, I mean, these are the people that are raising our kids for 8 hours a day, or maybe a little bit less. I mean, these are the folks that are doing it. I don't know. You probably want to make them happy, but on the other hand, these are folks who work eight 9 months out of the year, and according to Denver Public Schools and others who are not so happy with these types of protests. They look, you make enough. And I don't know if there's an easy answer to this, but I tell you, I couldn't be a teacher. God bless them. God bless you, teachers. I seriously, God bless you.
I had a hard enough. Do it. I had a hard enough time being a student.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, you bet. Good day.
Fox News Radio's Jeff Van Ossel talking about the teacher's strike in Denver. And, of course, the issues are pretty much the same as they always are in any kind of strike, and that's wages and so forth. 7:17 now, Steve and Ted here on this Wednesday, February 13th. Valentine's Day is tomorrow, in case you've forgotten. I would imagine if you run out to Target or one of the stores this morning and if we're looking for cards, that Valentine's section is going to be somewhat depleted. I don't know. I've got it taken care of myself. Today is World Radio Day, celebrated by the United Nations member states.
Well, then let's jump on board.
It's UN-approved, an annual World Radio Proclamation, on September 29th, 2011, to celebrate radio as a medium. And, you're listening to Steve and Ted, you know that we celebrate radio as a medium every single day.
We sure do. This is our favorite.
We don't need World Radio Day, but we'll celebrate it anyway. I think I'll celebrate World Radio Day by talking on the radio. How about you, Ted?
Well done. So apropos.
It is. 7:19, 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for sports with Ted Woodward, talking about, hey, that Kansas State basketball team, they're starting to open some eyes, I think. They are doing well.
The beat goes on. 18th-ranked Kansas State on the road last night. K-State was an underdog going into Austin to take on the Texas Longhorns. And Kansas State was down by 8 points late in the first half. But pretty much after that, it was locked down, especially on the defensive end for Kansas State. Texas only scored 25 points in the entire second half. And the Wildcats roared back for the win, 71-64. K-State now has a game-and-a-half lead atop the conference over KU in the standings. K-State now 19-5 overall. Barry Brown had 16 points, so did Xavier Sneed, as Kansas State shot 55% from the field as a team. What an effort on the road.
Wow.
K-State's ninth conference win in a row. Last time they did that was 45 years ago, back in 1974. So Wildcats get it done again. Nice win on the road as Kansas State increases its lead atop the Big 12 Conference. We've got some JUCO men's basketball tonight in El Dorado for Butler Community College. Grizzlies hosting Neosho County. Dennis Higgins will have coverage of that one. 7:30 tonight, you can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And after the Butler game, we'll do some NBA basketball for you. The Golden State Warriors in Portland taking on the Trailblazers, two of the top four teams in the Western Conference. You can listen to the Warriors and the Trailblazers after the Butler game tonight. That's also over on Sports Radio KFH. In the NBA last night, the Orlando Magic going to New Orleans, beat the Pelicans 118-88, coming off the bench for Orlando as the sixth man. Former Kansas State Wildcat Wes Iwundu with 8 points and three rebounds. Orlando has won four in a row. The Magic are a game and a half back for a playoff spot. Also in the NBA last night, the Boston Celtics going to Philadelphia and beat the 76ers. Nice game for the Celtics, who are playing some good basketball. You heard the game last night on KFH.
Gives it to Joel Embiid inside the arc on the left. Spins against Horford, blocked and knocked away by Horford. Embiid wanted a foul. Here comes Boston the other way. Tatum outside will slow it down with 27 seconds to go. Now the drive by Smart flushes it home. Celtics lead by four with 23 seconds to go.
Celtics win it 112-109 in the starting lineup for the Celtics. Former Kansas Jayhawk Marcus Morris had 17 points and 8 rebounds. Boston right now in the number 4 spot in the Eastern Conference are playing very well. They've won 11 of their last 14. We have a really good college wrestling matchup in Wichita tonight. Two top 20 teams. 18th-ranked Newman hosting 10th-ranked Fort Hays State. You want to go see some pretty high-level wrestling. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight out at Newman. Happy birthday today to Wichita State women's basketball coach Keitha Adams. She's 52 today.
Well, happy birthday.
Of course, Keitha, basketball legend in Oxford, Kansas, as a player and a coach. Now she's the coach of the Shockers. And happy birthday to Coach Adams today out at Wichita State. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update, a look at New York's new abortion law. And traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.